Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is John chapter 6, verses 27 through 35. The Reverend Robert Wurst is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from the Gospel of St. John. Jesus said, "Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give to you. For on him God the Father has set his seal." Then they said to him, "What must we do to be doing the works of God?" Jesus answered them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent." So they said to him, "Then what sign do you do that we may see and believe you? What work do you perform?" "Our fathers ate the manna in the wilderness, as it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." Jesus then said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." They said to him, "Sir, give us this bread always." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst." This is the word of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
St. John the Evangelist begins John 6 with Jesus, like a shepherd, leading his flock into the wilderness to the green pastures where he will feed them. And there he multiplies the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes for the multitudes. And the multitudes respond to that gift by pursuing Jesus to force him to be their king. Be a good deal to be fed forever. He withdrew from them, and later that evening he crossed the stormy Sea of Galilee, and they followed him the next morning to Capernaum and found him there. Jesus had worked the miracle of the loaves to feed the people, of course. They were hungry. But the miracle served a greater purpose. It was to awaken them to their greater need, to soften their hearts, to turn them to himself. But their hearts, though, as sinners' hearts are, were calloused. They were only looking for food for their bodies. They wanted to make Jesus their king of bread so that they would have a forever easy life. How often have thoughts like that filled your heart? How has the concern for food that perishes consumed you? Do they not fill your mind? Do they not excite worry and fear in you? Do they not eat up your time, consuming you in overcautious planning and always holding some back for later? Yet what is the end of all that seeking after bread and eating? Is it not the grave itself? The food that perishes does not long satisfy. It does not sustain except temporarily. And though its concerns loom so large in our hearts and minds that we make plans to provide more and more bread for ourselves, but it all ends up in the pit. There is no life in those things. We have such big dreams about perishable stuff. Repent. The children of Israel, the fathers of those who were talking with Jesus, had the manna from heaven, that angel's bread, but they were dissatisfied with it, and they lusted after the leeks and onions of Egypt. They complained about the manna. They despised it. They called it miserable food. And speaking with Jesus, the people claimed solidarity with those fathers who were in the wilderness and ate the bread there. And so now, what will you do for us, Jesus? They were exactly like their fathers in this. They sought only to satisfy their flesh, not their spirit. Jesus was attractive to them for his temporal benefits only. And we do much the same. We say to our pastor, "Pray for me." But why do we want his prayers? Well, my business is failing. My health falters. I need influence with an important person. Everyone seeks what does not fill or satisfy. Repent. What are your thoughts toward the eternal bread of heaven? Do you agonize over it? Do you seek it out with all your strength? We have very small dreams about eternal glory and blessings. Repent. Seek Jesus for his own sake. He is the food that endures to eternal life. Sinners are gluttons. And this gluttony clouds our minds and reduces our souls to simply satisfying appetites. Look at those who gather around Jesus. They had received the miracle of the loaves and the fish, but now they want more. They want another miracle. And worse, they want to designate the miracle for their benefit. How much our passions rule us. Repent. Jesus knows that we do not hunger for the right things, for the things that give life, and his suffering and death and resurrection will cleanse our unrighteous hunger and thirst. He will set our minds and hearts on true food. He knows that we are weary sinners. He knows that we struggle to ask him for the good, the true, and the beautiful. He knows our sin, our shame, our guilt, and our desperation. And he came not to do miracles, but to take on our sin. His miracles attest to his person that he is the very Son of God who has taken on our flesh. But the greater miracle is that he becomes sin for us and takes up his cross to satisfy the wrath of God against our sins. He is our life by taking up our death. He is our holiness by taking up our guilt and our shame. He is our lamb whose blood is painted over the lintels of our hearts. He is the bread that fills our empty hearts with good things. He is the daily bread for which we ask in the Our Father. Jesus had made wine from water in Cana. Not just any wine, good wine, the best wine. And here in the wilderness, he multiplied the 5 loaves and 2 fishes so that the 5,000 men plus their women and children could eat their fill. And there was enough left over to fill the 12 apostles. What is Jesus doing here? He is getting their mouths ready for richer things. He allowed them to eat and drink the abundance of the bread and the wine to make them ready to eat and drink his body and blood. He freely gave them earthly food and drink, and with it pointed them to the true gift, the priceless gift. He enticed with the things pleasing to the palate to attract to the things which vivify the soul. Christ our Lord is the true bread from heaven, the bread of life. He alone is able to feed and completely give life to the world. And we pray, give us this bread. We want the bread of God, which is the very flesh of Christ, who is the seed of David. And for drink, we want his blood, which is incorruptible love. Jesus alone slakes our hunger and our thirst. He alone is the bread of life. And so we pray, Lord, give us this bread always. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.